What kind of insurance is right for me? Am I covered properly? What is a personal umbrella? Can I rebuild my house if it burns? Welcome to Peace of Mind, the radio show that helps you navigate through the complexities of the world of insurance. Brought to you by More Insurance Services, Mountain Insurance in Murphy and Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge. And now your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore.
Hello, my name is Mark Moore with my wife, Kathy Moore.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
So, this weekend's going to be a warm one, right? It's supposed to be, you watched the Weather Channel, it's supposed to be some warm weather, I guess, come in, correct? So,
yes.
People start stirring and getting around and doing things on this time of year, and I was thinking about, it just feels like summer is just now, this is like the real first weekend having summer, so I'm sure people's going to be out camping and boating and all kinds of things will be happening this weekend, including ourselves. We're hoping to go out to the pool maybe this weekend and kind of cook out or do some things. So I was thinking about, you know, we've had this show before about, you know, people have, toys. You've got campers, you've got RVs, you've got boats, jet skis.
Motorcycles.
And we've noticed.
RVs, but you also have got your ATVs and.
Yeah, so people get active this type of year, mm-hmm. and don't you think that we see maybe more claims even when it has the traffic? You know, got more traffic up here in the summertime.
Mm-hmm. We have a lot of construction going on right now on 64 and 69, so it's a lot of traffic right now.
And we do seem to have an uptick. I do believe in having auto losses, and also it's very unlikely to have a boat loss in the middle of winter because people are not out on the lake, and now they are. So I was thinking about, insuring the different things that people will be doing when it comes to camping, RVing. Like, we sold our RV last year, and a little bit sad about it still, but at some point we want to maybe consider that again. Also, I noticed over in Wyoming where we were at, that the whole side of the mountain slid off on the, what's called the Teton Pass. And we were there camping over in Jackson, Wyoming, which is mostly people call it Jackson Hole. Mm-hmm. Or we were going through there, and we attempted to go over the Teton Pass, and the RV just wouldn't make it, would it get there? That's where it slid off.
Mm-hmm.
But we did have insurance on the RV, and sometimes people forget about insuring their toys this time of year. You get your jet ski out and go to the lake and you forget about insurance. You have a motorcycle, camper. A lot of these times we've seen that people just forget to insure them or don't. What do you think, Kathy? I mean, as far as,
Well, I think people need to think about these campers and insuring them correctly. You have a lot of, if you're doing an RV, like we had a Class A, we had a lot of, valuables or our contents in there, and we want to make sure that everyone's insured properly. There are some carriers that will actually give you some, they call it a vacation liability also that with their policies. So you want to make sure you have yourself ready to go with your proofs of insurance if you get pulled over in a different state or a different place you're at. And make sure that you guys have the proper coverage on the unit.
Well, we insure most of these with actually Progressive writes quite a few, and also Allstate Foremost. But we had our RV insured with Progressive. They had the best rate, mm-hmm. for the best coverage at the time.
It depends on your what the unit you're looking at. We have several options on that. Boats, of course, same thing. We got the same carriers. Travelers do them as well, so we've got a lot of different carriers that will write them. If you're with certain carriers, you can also add those to your policy, but the big thing is just making sure you're insured properly and think about that. So
I was reading about losses on RVs, and one of the most prevalent losses is, guess what, a tire blowing out.
Mm-hmm.
And we actually experienced that ourselves.
Yes.
When we were on
in Cheyenne,
Wyoming. Mm-hmm. And we looked out, and we had a flat tire.
Mm-hmm.
And fortunately, that didn't happen. We were very blessed because we had driven how many hours that day, and we drove into the campsite, and then we noticed we had a flat tire. And what had happened was we had replaced the tires before we left because I was trying to be responsible. And where the leak was in the valve, the stem of the tire, we put the air into it. that that's where the leak occurred. So the takeaway is, if you do replace your tires on the RV or maybe even a camper or whatnot, you need to make sure you also replace the valve stems as well, because that's where we had the problem. Wasn't the new tire?
Yeah, because we had brand new tires. We had everything serviced. A lot of people do all the right things when they get ready to go out on a trip. Even on your car, you get your oil change or you make sure everything's good before you leave. So you just have to be careful going out, of course, on the road. But make sure you have your insurance in place, because it's important if something happens with cause an accident.
Another common cause of loss for an RV is actually a fire. Mm-hmm. So, and it sometimes originates from the engine compartment. Well, I read online about, you know, how these different claims can arise. So I don't really know how to prevent that from happening per se. I mean, you make sure you've got carbon monoxide detectors, and also fire alarms go with it. But that was the number two cause of loss.
In the actual engine or in the actual unit?
Both.
Okay.
You know, so,
if you have gas, that could be an issue with the carbon monoxide. So you have to make sure you have those.
And that's your propane that's in there normally, fires
For your water heater.
Even your refrigerator. Well, our refrigerator had was like it would run on electric and propane. So mm-hmm. if the electric was off, then it would convert over to the propane.
Right.
So, and that's a dangerous thing to have. Now, my understanding is that some of the new campers, RVs or campers, have discontinued even having propane in the units anymore. And I think there's been a reason for that, because I've heard of people having a generator, and people have had situations where they've been, I guess, passed away actually in all campers or RVs because of carbon monoxide. So mm-hmm. that's a concern as well. I'm trying to think, sometimes we'll have a tree fall on an RV. Or
the awnings. I've heard about those pulled off the awnings. We've had some claims on people's awnings that they didn't either they didn't retract or they didn't, those can be expensive as well. Everything with RVs or campers can be expensive.
Expensive.
Yeah.
We kind of had a checklist that we did, a mental checklist, because when we set up and took down, like, you would forget to take the jacks down, or you forget to put the awning in, or you don't want to take, have the luggage compartment up and the slides are going out and you damage that. I mean, there's all kind of things you can just mess up when you're camping.
Well, when you travel across, like we did to Yellowstone, we had it down to a science, but you just have to be in that, trying to make sure everything works and everything's put up correctly. That's always a fun time. Logistics of everything and trying to get to your destination. So by the time you get there, you're ready to be there and stay stationary for a period of time.
Yeah, and a lot of people are pulling, I've seen, Jeeps behind there, or even trailers, motorcycles. Mm-hmm. There's all type of things out there that people have, golf carts. And even if you have a golf cart, you need to have a separate liability policy on that golf cart, because we've had situations where we've seen there's been fatalities on golf carts.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a claim years ago. I know it was up in Hiawassee where somebody got run over a golf cart.
Ran somebody over.
Do you remember anything about that claim? It's been years ago.
Mm-hmm. It wasn't a good situation. So, yeah.
So it was a liability claim. Mm-hmm. Somebody was injured
on a golf cart. Yeah, injured pretty bad. Yeah. So you have to be careful.
And also have the correct insurance.
Yes,
When you have this.
You go on a vacation, you're trying to go away, have a good time, and focus on going where you're at, and then you got to still think about different things. Make sure you have your registrations and your insurance and all that. So just make sure you've got everything covered correctly. So talk to your agent and before you go on your trip to make sure you've got everything situated.
Just let them know think about the things that you need to be insured that may not be insured, because it's pretty prevalent that people forget to insure.
Well, some people bring their laptops and work stuff too with them when they're trying to work.
That's what I want to do. That's what we should do.
Yeah, absolutely. So.
Okay, well, we'll be back after the break, and we're just talking about summertime and things to think about that need to be insured this type of year. My name is Mark Moore. I'm here with my wife, Katie Moore, on WGRB Talk of the Mountains.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind, here to help you find out if you need more insurance. Once again, your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore, with More Insurance.
Welcome back. This is Kathy Moore with my husband, Mark Moore, and we want to let you know where our locations are. We have five locations. We have three that are in Georgia and two that are in North Carolina. We have three locations that we call Moore Insurance Services, Inc., and they're located. One is located in Blairsville, across from Home Depot, and across from the actual post office. We're in the South State Bank building, but we're not actually a part of the bank. We have our own separate wing, so come by and see us there for your insurance needs in Blairsville. Our second location for Moore Insurance Services, Inc. is located in Hiawassee, Georgia. We're next to the hospital in the red brick building called Tom Trace, where our address there is 150 South Main Street, Suite C in Hiawassee. Come by and see us there in Hiawassee for your insurance needs there as well. Our last location for Moore Insurance Services, Inc. is located in Hayesville, North Carolina at 157 Highway 64 West in Hayesville. That's our main hub there in Hayesville. So you can come by and see us, and we'll love to help you with your insurance needs there in Hayesville. Our other location is called Mountain Insurance. It's located in Murphy, North Carolina. It's a division of Moore Insurance as well. You can go by and see us. We're right past, we're down on 64, right past Arby's and So Good's restaurant right next to that. Come by and see us there in Murphy. And our last location is called Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge. It's also a division of Moore Insurance Services, Inc. You can come by and see us. We are located between the United Community Bank and Burger King there, right on the main drag there in Blue Ridge. You can also check out all of our podcasts, our radio show, on our website, which is www.moore-insurance.com. You can also request a quote there, and we'd love to help you with your insurance needs. So come by or check us out on Facebook, on the website, or you can come by to any of our locations.
Okay, Kathy. So we're talking today about, you know, it is summertime already, and it feels like this weekend is going to be the really first summer day. I mean, the really first having summer. I'm thinking about all the things that people could be doing, camping, boating, you know, motorcycle, and all these things need to be insured. Mm-hmm. So we spent a lot of time talking about, you know, just camping, RVing, talked about, you know, make sure your tires are proper on your RV, on your camper. That's one thing you have to make sure that it's okay. What about boats? I mean, a lot of times I've had people that'll have really nice houses on the lake, and I'll go out there, and this has happened on two occasions with these are pretty affluent clients. They got some really, you know, million-dollar plus houses on the lake. And I go out there and I see jet skis, and we don't have them insured. They bought jet skis, they went out to the lake, and to me that's a very you know, big source of liability if you're on a jet ski. And who normally drives jet skis?
Kathy? Usually your kids.
It's your kids or your kids' friends. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you own the jet ski as the owner of the house, typically. And, you know, you're responsible for whatever happens on that jet ski, even though if you're not driving it. Mm-hmm. That's happened twice. And I had it was to the point where I went down to actually got numbers off the jet ski. I went out to the gentleman's house and went down to the dock and got the serial numbers, and we were able to add the jet ski onto his policy. But he was sitting there with a pretty big liability
right. That
was not covered. And people just sometimes don't forget about insuring that. You know.
Well, the big thing with boats, of course, is you might have a newer boat. Your hull of the boat basically is not as expensive as the motor that you have on the boat. A lot of people fish around here, and they have a lot of money invested in their boats and their depth finders and all this different things that you have. So you want to make sure that you have all that on your policy if this means a main value for you. But the big thing is a liability, of course, in case you get into an accident on the water or, of course, something happens, you know, there are accidents that happen and people get injured or even die from, you know, collisions or what have you. So just be careful out there on the lake and enjoy yourself, but also make sure you're doing all the things you're supposed to do and make sure you're covered so if there is an accident, you don't have any way they can get back at you, you know, I'll go after your assets. So you want to make sure you have liability in place.
Yes, and you want to make sure
the property damage portion of the policy as well. And your motor, of course, is a lot of times more expensive than actually your hull. Trailers are a big thing too. People want to make sure your trailer's on there. We want to make sure we have serial numbers and horsepowers and all the different things we need to have to do the quote. But people's trailers sometimes go up missing sometimes. So we want to make sure we have that. Or if they are not having the boat on the back of the hitch correctly and they come loose, that can become a claim too. So just be careful when you're backing in to get your boat put in or out. And also make sure that you have it hooked up properly to your vehicle.
So that's a the trailer is going to fall in your auto policy mm-hmm. because it's tagged for road use. Mm-hmm. So it's different.
But if it gets loose, that's a whole nother stereo.
Yeah, still, you need to have liability on your auto insurance because that's it falls underneath the auto insurance versus the liability that's on the actual boat.
Right.
When you're out on the water. Also, people rent boats this type of year too.
Yeah.
And you need to call your agent about that and see how you're covered for renting a boat. Because mm-hmm. we've done that ourselves. We rented a boat in Florida, and I was able to contact Cincinnati Insurance and make sure we had the proper coverage to rent the boat. Mm-hmm. Well, and what you'll see is that
there are a lot of waivers that you have to sign, too.
And you can buy what they'll do is that they're going to tell you you're buying insurance. And I think that actually there is maybe because Jeremy works with us, has actually got a boat rental business on the side, and I think he can actually sell you a liability policy these days. But in Florida, if we were down there and we had done damage to the boat, they were telling me I was buying insurance. And me knowing very well I'm not buying insurance, I'm buying a liability waiver, which means says they're waiving their rights for recovery against me if I was to damage their boat. Mm-hmm. So it's not insurance. And that's definitely not liability insurance. That's just damage to the people that own the boat.
Yeah, it was interesting when we were in Florida, too, when we had an actual set where we were allowed to go with the boat. They had a whole thing. If you went outside of this certain parameters of the boat, then
they were tracking us.
Yeah, they were tracking us
with GPS.
They didn't want us because they already knew that this were maybe there was a sandbar or whatever. They're making sure where you're going to. They gave us where you're supposed to go and how you need to get there. That was interesting, I thought, because that's not something that we usually have here around the lake.
So when you were in Florida, I'm curious, back when you were the young, 20-something-year-old, Kathy decided to buy a jet ski. Mm-hmm. And did you have insurance on your jet ski?
I did.
Did you really? Mm-hmm. Okay. Did you have to have it because you had borrowed money on it is why you had it? Or
no.
Did you just added
insurance? I'm responsible.
Insurance?
I've always been responsible.
Okay, so you were responsible.
Mm-hmm.
So Kathy was like the blonde-headed girl riding around in the, what was that called down there? The intercoastal, I guess, mm-hmm. where you took it?
Yes.
Did you ever get out in the ocean with it, too?
Yes.
Yeah, so she had the, I guess it's like the, what was it, Kathy? It was like the fast one, wasn't it?
It was a Kawasaki ZXI, yeah.
Yeah, so you were really,
it was fast. It was interesting, though, because you couldn't open it up out there because of the currents and all that. You couldn't really open it up. It was very little time that you could actually. But when you come up here on the lake, you can open those up here, and they go a lot faster because it's smoother. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's why I tried it, and it threw me off in the lake.
Mm-hmm.
I tried to do a turn, and then next thing I knew, I was in the water, and my jet ski was going a different way.
Yes, so that can happen. That can happen.
They're a lot of fun, but they are dangerous, too.
Yeah, and be careful.
And some people I know get annoyed by them because you have people that are jumping the wakes and, doing things. And But I think they're a lot of fun. And Kathy had a good time with her jet ski, and mm-hmm. we ended up, Kathy kind of sold it to her uncle, and then we got it back years later, and that was about the end of it, I guess. Would you want another jet ski again one day, Kathy, or not?
I like them. I think I like a bigger one so you can pull people behind. I think it's better. That would be easier than having a boat, I think, a lot of times, because you can do a lot more with it. You can ski, or you can, do different things. And I like the boats, too. I like it all, so I like being outside, so.
It's not fun when it comes to insurance calls. A lot of things that are fun are, are dangerous or can be, boating or skiing.
I guess because we've seen a lot of claims and seen a lot of things happen over the years, so we look at things a little bit differently. Yeah. You still want to go out and have a good time and have fun. Just make sure you're insured properly. That's the biggest thing to take from this.
It just takes all the fun out of everything. I mean, insurance just takes, it just sucks the life out of it.
Because as long as you have it covered, you can have some peace of mind and make sure you've got everything situated. Yeah, you'll be good to go.
I was talking with my competitors the other day. He's like, I listened to your show, but man, you've got a boring topic to talk about. I said, well, I guess it is, but it kind of makes things that are fun not fun. Because you're trying to rent a boat and you're sitting there having to sign liability waivers. You're trying to call your insurance agent to make sure you're covered properly. There's all sorts of things that you've got to do that's not fun to make sure you're you know, properly covered. And, you know, that's why we're here. If you have a claim, we're here to, you know, report the claim to the insurance carrier, and hopefully they'll handle the claim where you don't have to. That's what our goal is. And hopefully create an insulation between you and a third party that's coming after you for damages, you know, bodily injury, property damage. So, and you want, it's a good thing to have that buffer there where you've got the insurance carrier that's dealing with a situation where maybe you're not having to deal with it all by yourself or, you know, directly just by yourself.
Right.
But you can bet if you don't have the policy, then you're on your own. So you're on your own to receive lawsuit papers or whatnot and have to deal with this. And that's why we think it's important to have a good insurance policy on these types of, you know, boats, jet skis, any kind of toy that you got. Okay, so have fun this weekend. My name is Mark Moore, my wife Kathy Moore, and we're on WJRB Talk of the Mountains.
Statements on this show as to policies and coverages and other content provide general information only, and no warranties are provided as to their accuracy. Listeners should consult with their licensed agent as to how these coverages pertain to their individual situation. Information provided on this show does not constitute professional advice. If you have insurance, legal, tax, or financial planning questions, you need to contact your qualified professional. All coverages are subject to the terms, conditions, and exclusions of the actual policy issued. Not all policies or coverages are available in every state.